This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic. I'm happy to be here with you today. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I have a special guest, Heather Legg. She's going to be talking about remembering your own value in all areas of your business and your life. After a few years in an MBA, Heather felt undervalued in corporate America and wanted to make a bigger difference in the world. She does several coaching, and in 2006 launched her own professional coaching firm. She's helped hundreds of clients at all levels of leadership, and later her expertise has deepened while her passion to help others has not diminished. She also has written a book called Lead with Moxie after she interviewed 111 women running businesses from 2015 to 2018. Welcome to the show, Heather. How are you doing today?
Thank you. Doing fabulous, Mari. Thanks for having me on.
It's totally my pleasure. So tell us a little, I can't talk today, obviously. Tell us a little about how you came to do what you currently do, a little more in depth.
I guess you kind of gave them a little bit I did feel a little bit undervalued. But, you know, I think it was after I got my MBA and I was 35 years old and I was like, now what? You know, mm-hmm. The giant now what that hits some of us at certain stages in life or just certain – you get done with something big and then you feel – okay, I don't have that next big thing. I feel a little lost. So I was looking at different careers and I was asking people a lot of questions. What do you like about what you do? What do you like about what you do? And I had five people say, you should be a coach to me. And the crazy thing is I thought that was like a drill sergeant. I didn't even know. I mean, this is, you know, 2005, 2006.
Right.
So I looked it up. I'm like, oh, holy cow, there's a job for this. There's a thing for this. This is so perfect for me. Never looked back. Went and got certified, started my firm. I went full-time in 2008. And I mean, normally bored in 2 years with any career or job role. I am still in love with this.
I can totally relate to that because I kind of came to life coaching. I won't tell the whole story. Somebody said to me, oh, you know, you're a great life coach. I'm like, I am not. They're like, oh, yes, you are. You're just not certified yet. I'm like, huh? And so, and it's the same thing. I used to have, you know, job after job, different careers. And after 2 years, I was bored to tears. So I can totally understand that. So I'm so happy that you found what really excites you. So talking about that, what's the most exciting thing for you when you're coaching others?
Oh, well, you know, when the client has an aha, you know, and that person sitting across from me or on the other end of the virtual, the video call or the phone says, wow, I never thought of it that way. Or, oh my gosh, I just had this realization. Or it's when you're just really lit up. You know, my goal is that every single person is, you know, frankly, happy, healthy, wealthy, some variation of that, their own variation of that, and that they're meeting their own expectations and they're just really living life and they're doing what they want. They're making it their own experience and leaving a positive, lasting legacy. So we get in our own ways. We get in our own head. We cause our own obstacles, but when we have those breakthrough moments and when I get to be a part of that or I get to witness them, that's the best.
That's awesome. You know, I think that in the days that we're living now, after having gone through a pandemic, people are really taking a close look at their life, you know, and what they used to do and how many hours they worked and how long they needed to work, and they're looking for options. And I think it's the perfect time for someone like you to come in and be able to just to guide them, because that's pretty much what you do is you guide. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. It's guidance. I work primarily with small to medium business owners, but that's not exclusively. So, you know, I'll do some career coaching or somebody who's been, you know, a VP for 15 years and they're like, you know, I think I'm ready for my own thing. That does happen and it's a lot of fun.
Awesome. So as you're working with business owners, what's the main thing that they're looking for?
They want, you know, they want success in the business, but not at the cost of their life value, their relationships, their health. And what often happens is when your business is your baby, you sacrifice yourself for it, right? Then when you also have human babies and you throw that in the mix, you find yourself at odds. You get yourself, you feel like things are just never, I feel guilty when they say this to me all the time. I feel guilty when I'm at work because I'm not at home with my family. I feel guilty when I'm at home with my family because I'm not doing my work. It's like, we are just so hard on ourselves. It's just crazy. So they want relief from that. You know, what do I do differently? So we work on productivity behaviors, but not, productivity is not the end all be all. We can't be robots. It has to be a balance, an intentional, very intentional with the time that we spend on certain things and making sure that they have value, and leadership behaviors and skills so that they can be more effective with their teams. So, yeah.
Awesome. I like the word intentional. Give us a little insight into how one can be more intentional when it comes to not just work, but balancing the work and the family and all the things, like you said, that we want to live in our lives.
Everything, right? I feel one of the biggest causes of burnout, which is such a trending term for good reason, especially post-pandemic or whatever this phase we're in is. Mm-hmm. Burnout is such a hot topic because people are experiencing it. It's just like you said, the pandemic forced us to reevaluate some things, which is one of the few positives we can take away from it. I don't know about in your area, but we had takeout cocktails, and I'm a fan. That is a positive. Thank you, pandemic, for that. Anyway, so burnout is caused for a lot of people by trying to do too much and feeling bad, right? There's an emotional component and then a problem where we're not meeting our own expectations. So it means we need to evaluate what are our expectations. So as a recovering perfectionist, and I use that tongue in cheek, but it's for real, it still causes me pain and suffering sometimes, but I'm getting better. So if I think everything I have to do has to be at some perfection level, then I am never going to be satisfied. I feel like I can never possibly be enough in anything that I do. And that right there causes so much anxiety, burnout for a lot of people. So it's being very intentional with every single thing we do. So if you need some time off from work, then make the decision, be very intentional about it, and then be very present in that time away from work. And the same thing while we're at work or any task that we're doing with any conversation that we're in, being fully present and mindful in that space and not trying to do two things or 20 things all at once. It's just too exhausting.
Yes, I love that. That is so, that's such good advice. And the part when you talk about you're at work and you're guilty, is not with your family. Your family, you're guilty because you're not at work. It's just being too hard on ourselves. And I know that you love the phrase, you are already enough. And you just talked about not feeling like you were enough. So let's talk about that for a minute.
Right. Perfect segue, right? Yeah. I mean, I use this term. I do, I use tapping. So if anybody is unfamiliar with tapping, they can check it out. TheTappingSolution.com, Google Jessica Ortner, Nick Ortner. They're amazing. And it's a form of, it's like meditation, affirmations, and energy meridians. So like acupuncture, those points on the body actually physiologically stimulate something in us. So I kind of fell into it. I was super skeptical at first, but now I love it. So as long as I do some kind of meditation, prayer, what most people would probably call prayer, or tapping, or something where I'm really intentional about setting the tone for my day, I feel a lot better about myself. The anxiety doesn't spiral out of control, you know. So I do a lot of things where I just remember. It's remembering that we are already enough. It's so easy to get caught in the trap, the marketing trap. I mean, all these products and services are aimed at making us feel like we don't have everything we need. I'm not enough unless I buy that product or I eat that sandwich.
Right.
So they are so incredibly talented at telling us we are not enough. We're missing out, you know, FOMO. And so we're bombarded with these messages constantly. And then there's just everything in our society is, unless someone's telling you, you're enough, I love you, you're amazing, all day, every day, you're not getting enough of it. So we have to be able to tell ourselves that somehow and remember that, you know, I already have everything I need in order to be everything that I want to be, to accomplish what I need in this life. I already have it all. I just need to put it to use and stop getting in my own way. So I totally forgot the question. I think I got off on it too.
No, that's okay. I love the answer. It was perfect. We talked about, you know, knowing that you're already enough. And like you said, the world does not have that message because everything is sold on the idea that you're not enough. Because if you were enough, you wouldn't have to buy this, right? So you would need to
all the marketing.
And so everything that all the media, everything that's bombarding us is telling us very loudly that we're not enough. So yes, we need to know that we're enough and hear it and tell other people, you know, the people that we love, our children, our spouses, our best friends, that they are enough. They're just amazing the way they are. I love that. That's really beautiful.
Yes.
So
because it's so true.
Yeah, absolutely.
You look at the people around you or, you know, channel your mom if you have to. Like, what do I like about myself? What's good about me? And sometimes it's really hard for us until we learn and we practice the skill of seeing ourselves differently. We are constantly analyzing and criticizing. And, you know, many of us, that's how we grew up. Our parents were very critical because they wanted us to be tough and they wanted us to be successful and they wanted us to get straight A's and they wanted us to go to a good school. And so the I love you, you're doing great message kind of gets lost in the sea of criticism. And so it's a habit many of us have.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, in that case, you don't want to channel your mom if your mom is criticizing. But they did it out of wanting you to succeed, right? You know, make us tough. If they make us tough, you know, we will succeed. But it's backfires. It's not a way to live. So let's talk a little bit about first steps for someone who wants to really connect back and know, I am already enough. Begin to take that time, like you say. So important for me to take what I call quiet time in the morning. And whether it's meditation or whatever I'm doing, using oils, it just centers me. So let's talk a little bit about connecting back with who you are and beginning on this path.
Depending on what you're into, you know, you mentioned oils. There are times I go through stages with that. You know, maybe it's candles. Maybe it's walking in nature. I mean, that is proven, right? Walking in nature, unless it's maybe a blizzard, then I wouldn't recommend it. But, anything that what I would call power-ups. So if we look to gaming psychology, the psychology of video games or, you know, any kind of games, gameplay, you know, we have these power-ups. So the Pac-Man, you know, Mario Kart, eat the mushroom, and you're like, boo, all of a sudden you're having superpowers. So if you think to yourself, what are my power-ups? What are those things that light me up, that just make me feel stronger, that make me feel like my day, when I do those things, my day is going to go better. So let's all get back to those. What are my non-negotiables that I need at least a couple times a week, maybe every single day, where we're feeling more ourselves, we feel more comfortable in our own skin. And from that place, we can automatically be more authentic. But if we start every day off and it just feels like a slog and there's so much energy and, you know, there's all these studies that have been done on the energy drain of decisions.
Yeah.
So decision energy, we're like, by the end of the day, you're like, oh, I had this plan to make this amazing, healthy dinner. I was going to grill. And then I was going to go for a walk. And then it's like Netflix and wine. Are you kidding? I don't have enough energy for that. So it's getting out in front of it in the morning, right? You know, as much as we can, doing the things that keep us feeling healthy, strong, comfortable in our own skin. And it might be sitting down and making a list of those power-ups, if you will. That's what I call them. And
yeah,
I'm a big fan of asking yourself a couple of really powerful questions. We use these in coaching all the time, right? Like, what is it that you really want? And just writing some of those things down or letting your mind wander and identifying, you know, what is it that I really want in my life right now, tomorrow, whatever it is. And not worrying about what everybody else would tell you that you should want. Get rid of the shoulds.
There
you go. Get rid of the shoulds. And another really powerful question is, what are you afraid of? And I would say, you know, it's that there's a quote, and I'm forgetting completely how it goes, but we are afraid of seeing our own greatness just as much as we are afraid of failing, possibly more. And so dealing with that, find a professional, find somebody to help you through that, do the inner work. It is absolutely worth it.
Awesome. I love it. Power up. What a great way to talk about it. I'll never forget that. I'll be seeing Mario going bigger every time I see that.
Awesome.
I love that. Love that. Well, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. And if you want to call in and ask Heather a question, the number is 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
Wondering about your love life? Want to know how your pet is doing since crossing the Rainbow Bridge? Getting ready to start something important in your life? Psychic medium Cheryl Murphy has helped people make important life decisions for over 20 years. She can bridge the connection to your spiritual guides and put you in touch with your loved ones. Learn more or book a session today at mediumcheryl.com and join her free weekly healing prayer circle. Visit mediumcheryl.com today.
Cowboy Wisdom Hypnoacuity is wisdom energizing, fun opening personal expansion. Expands you out of yesterday, energizing today. Enterprising your dreams to experience your now connected desired life. Robert A. Wilson.
Welcome back to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Heather Legg, talking about remembering your own value in all areas of your business and life. So, Heather, what do you think is the main message that you want to bring to the public?
Well, I think you kind of just said it there, but it depends every day. You know, you could ask me that same question. My answer might be slightly different. Some variation of you hold your own power. Don't let other people take your power, right? Like, you don't have to please everyone. You need to please yourself. Now, that's not to say being selfish and throwing others under the bus is appropriate, but something that feels truly, authentically like the right thing for you is generally not going to be against other people. And I'm just such a firm believer in that. Like if you really, you know, do the pros and cons, and to say there's a decision that you're up against, do the pros and cons and you really think about what you want. You analyze it from that place of, what if I felt great in my own skin? What if I weren't afraid to succeed? Everyone's favorite questions. Then the decision that you make is going to be the right one. So go for it.
I love that. What is it that I really want question from the time that I asked that to myself for the first time, right? And you have no idea what you want. You just know you don't want what you have. You know, what you have is not working. So now when I ask it, because we continue to change and evolve. So what we wanted 2 years ago, or maybe even 2 months ago, is not working for us anymore. So it's a great question to keep asking ourselves. I absolutely love that. Great.
Agree. We do evolve. Yes, indeed. And the whole thing, it is a process. And I remember when I first started in this inner work, I was so angry. So angry. I picture Woodstock with all the little symbols above his head, you know, like that. It was not a once and done. It's a process and it takes, you know, years, but holy cow, the sooner you start, the sooner you're going to feel better, and you will feel better quickly, right? Like, okay, what is it that I want? What shoulds can I get rid of in my life?
Mm-hmm.
It's just so liberating, but it takes some effort. It takes a little time. It takes repeat lessons for some of us. Oh boy.
Oh yeah, that's for sure. It takes continuing to work at it. It takes continuing to ask the hard questions, but we do evolve and we do change. And then when we look back at our lives, I look back at my life. I used to be so unhappy. And then when I started, like you say, so angry, and it's not that way anymore. And I'm like, wow, this is really awesome. I like my life. Yeah. So
yeah, most people that have known me the last, you know, 10, 15 years, and my business 16 years, would be shocked if I told them I used to be one of those road ragers. I mean, really, I'm not that person anymore, and I'm so glad.
Exactly. Wow, it's so nice. So you have a book, which I love the title, Lead with Moxie. Let's talk about your inspiration for writing it and what the reader can expect.
Yeah, thank you. So Lead with Moxie. Oh, boy. Long story short, this started with 10 phone calls. It wasn't an idea of a book. It was an idea for a marketing campaign, or just, you know, just kind of tweaking my marketing off, maybe offering something specifically for women business owners who already had achieved some level of success, but they are constantly striving for whatever, that next thing, right? So I called 10 women that I knew that had successful, and these were successful women by anyone's standards. And these conversations, I asked them a short series of questions, you know, what skills and behaviors do you need to be more successful in your business? And what, you know, what happens when you get stuck? What advice would you give to other women? Some things like that. These conversations were so insightful for me and for them. They really let their hair down, so to speak. And they shared things I never expected them to share. I mean, of course, I had promised confidentiality, but they still, they were very forthcoming with their fears, what, you know, what keeps them stuck, the disappointments they have in themselves. And I was just like, holy cow, you know, these are, this, in some cases, women were making like, you know, $26 million a year or whatever. I'm like, okay, they've got the same issues that I do. They've got the same issues that this poor gal looking for a part-time job has. You know, we're all the same boat. We're all so hard on ourselves. For what? For what, right? So I just kind of kept going. Those 10 women, they said, oh, you should talk to this other woman. Oh, you should talk to my friend Patty. Oh, you should talk to my friend Jill, or whatever. And so the calls, just the connections kept coming, and I did more calls. And then, you know, around 30, 35 calls, I started noticing patterns in the data after I was kind of a data nerd in former career. And I, wow, I've got these themes for skills and behaviors that these women are saying it takes to be successful in business. This is kind of exciting. And I should do like a series of blogs, maybe some videos. And then I just kept going. I mean, they just kept recommending more women. And so it went well beyond my local metro area, across, you know, got South Africa, London, Colombia, you know, all over the U.S. and Canada. And so it wasn't just my area. It was, these are universal, global issues that we're dealing with. And so 111 interviews, which is kind of a long story I won't spend time on. I said, that's it. I'm done. And then someone had said, oh, well, you should write a book. I said, oh, holy cow. That's one of those shoulds that stuck. Because I had been one of those people that had said, oh, I want to write a book someday. Oh, someday I want to write a book. I had no idea what it was going to be. And I thought, oh, gosh, that's a great way to bring this to the world. People need to read this, not just women. It is targeted to women running a business, but it's not, at any given time, my clientele has been slightly over half men. So they're very universal concepts. It's just that the way that women talk with each other, the words that we use are slightly different, even if the concepts are universal. So it is targeted to women. It's success stories from coaching, personal adventures, you know, my whole experiences with overcoming perfectionism, and a lot of the data comments that people made, of course, with confidentiality, lots of worksheets. It's just, it's inspiring, and it's very practical, and the intent is that it's positive and has a ripple impact for as many people as possible.
Fantastic. It's very fascinating to me that women all over the world and all different income levels doing so many different things, we have the same issues. We have the same challenges.
Yeah.
And I love
that. I was blown away.
Yeah. I mean, that's really amazing, because you think, well, you know, if I had all this money, or if I lived, you know, in Ireland, everything would be great. You know, we always think that if we could remove ourselves and be somewhere else, grass is greener, right?
Yep.
But it's not necessarily true. What a valuable resource, Heather. Thank you so much for putting this together and putting this out there. And make sure that you check, that you go check out the book. Let's talk for a bit about how to get a hold of Heather.
Yes, thank you.
So her website is EnvisionSuccessInc.com. You could go there, check everything she does, find the book, Lead with Moxie. And is there any other way that they can get a hold of you, Heather?
Oh, I'm all over the internet. You know, I'm on practically every social media platform. So if you Google Heather Legg, L-E-G-G-E, or EnvisionSuccessInc.com, like you said, or if you want a phone number, 402-915-3007, I'm pretty easy to find. Let me know how I can help.
Yay. Very good. So we have about close to 4 minutes left in the show, and I want to ask you, is there one last thing that you'd like to say to a listener, something that's really deep in your heart today?
I love that. And this is the coolest thing. So we're getting the signs from the universe or God. You know, I had in my mind that if you were to ask me that question, I would say, tell another person something you appreciate about them. And you said that yourself earlier. You're like, we got to tell someone you love them. Tell somebody what they're great about. And to do the same for yourself, you know, right now, as soon as we're done with this show, if you're driving around or if you have 2 minutes, just express that love, gratitude, appreciation for yourself and for someone else. Do it. It just makes such a difference. Be authentic about it, obviously. Don't just put some fluff out there. No one likes that. But be real, right? If the only thing you can think about is, I like my feet, I like my nail color, like, I don't care. Pick something that you legitimately like.
Cool. That is so awesome. You know, people love to hear good things about themselves. We were out to dinner Sunday, and there was the server that was helping us was so overwhelmed because they gave it this huge party like they like to do, right, plus us. And then this other young man who was another server stepped in to help. He's like, oh, she's tied up in the kitchen. And I'm like, you're the best. You know, he's like, he just looks at me and he smiles. And it's important to tell people what their good qualities are.
It is.
And when they're really
easy. And to say thank you. Oh, my Lord.
Yes.
You know, it's just not that hard. And it might be, for some of us, it's awkward until we get used to it, until you see that other person light up. You know, it makes me think of the term namaste. You know, it's basically, I see the light in you. I see you. I see your light. You know, if we could have that greeting or just say thank you, hello, have a nice day, all of it, it matters. But especially for those we're closest to, we can be more specific. And that is... It's important, yes.
It is important. And we lost some of that through what we've gone through. Because we couldn't see each other's mouths or faces. We couldn't see if somebody was smiling or frowning at us. People kind of, I don't know, were afraid to be around each other. I just could feel that. But now we're pulled out of that, and we can come back full force and begin to just, you know, enjoy people and tell them how much they mean to us, even if it's just a thank you to whoever is, you know, the clerk, whoever it is. Those thank yous are so important.
It is. Especially with the staffing.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, I was saying, with the staffing shortages, thank your servers. Yeah. Holy cow.
Absolutely. They're working really hard. I don't think I'd be able to do their job. Well, Heather, it's been such a pleasure having you. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Thank you for listening in to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. This is live, but a replay of it will be available right after. So spread this around. Spread this great news around. And thank you for listening in to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Bye for now.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.